Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's now day 8 of Audio Mo, and day 8 of my little personal challenge to learn more about local history. So, where am I today? I'm with my friend Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Right, and we've come to Wingfield Manor, and we both grew up very close to this place, and it's a great looking ruin of a castle that sits on the top of a hill, and you can see it for miles around, and we've both been past here many, many times while growing up, and it's just been one of those things that I've seen and I've heard local stories about, local rumours, but I've never really actually been up to the place before. So the castle itself is owned privately, but it is managed by the English Heritage, and we've come up to the castle. I'm stood leaning on the wall of the castle now. I do like to touch these things. You may have heard in my recent booze that I do like to, whenever I come to a place like this, I need to like connect with it. So just laying my hands on the building now. So what I'll do is, I'll quickly read you the blurb from the English Heritage website. So it says, the vast and immensely impressive ruins of a palatial medieval manor house arranged round a pair of courtyards, with a huge undercrofted great hall and a defensible high tower 22 metres tall. This monument to late medieval conspicuous consumption was built in the 1440s for the wealthy Ralph Lord Cromwell, Treasurer of England, later the home of Bess of Hardwick's husband, the Earl of Shrewsbury, who imprisoned Mary Queen of Scots here in 1569, 1584 and 1585. And I think the Mary Queen of Scots story is the most popular local legend, really. And the legend that I'd heard is that from here, where we stand now at Wingfield Manor, there is some underground tunnels which lead to a pub called the Peacock in Oakerthorpe, which is an old coach house. And I'm not overly sure how old that place is, but that place is on my list of things to learn about. And supposedly, like I say, there are some underground tunnels that used to link the both. And the local legend is that Mary Queen of Scots escaped from here at Wingfield Manor via these tunnels. And to add a bit of weight to the truth that might be the actual facts, is that some of our friends used to work at the Peacock in Oakerthorpe, and on a Sunday, the boss was away, so the staff did play. And we went round there on a Sunday when the boss was out, and if you go down the cellar at the Peacock, there is another set of stairs, and you can go down again, and it leads to a tunnel. So we went down one day, and you can get so far down a set of stairs, and then it seems to go like across. And we started off down this tunnel, and it got to the point where you just physically couldn't breathe, and the you were just being choked for the lack of oxygen, really. So I suppose if we were to go down again, not that we could now, because my friends don't work there and the pub's changed hands, etc., but it would have been great to have gone back there with some breathing apparatus to try and get down. But another legend that I've heard is the fact that in the wetter months, wetter periods of the year, the tunnel actually floods. But I've not been able to find, while I've been walking down to the manor itself and then walking up the hill, I've not managed to find any fact yet as to whether the tunnel still exists or whether it's caved in or anything like that. But it really is a great looking building. And if you have a quick Google search, look on images, there is a great hall with like pillars, etc. underneath. As I say, this place is now managed by the English Heritage, and you can come here in the summer months on one Saturday every month for a pre-booked guided tour. And I've never done that, but I'm sure one day I will, because it's just one of the many great local landmarks that during my project for Audio Mo, I'm coming to find out more about. Ray's laughing because I called it Movember. But then again, I had a shave this morning, so I'm not growing the mo this month, sadly. Okay, so from Wingfield Manor, goodbye for now.